Merry Christmas. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm naughty. Oh no. I wouldn't jump if I were you. You might rip something off on accident. I'm gonna sit on the entire spread. I said, you have a key under that potted shrub outside. I also know because of your Facebook post that you'd be putting together toys for your kids for when they wake up in the morning. So, when I saw you asleep in your man cave, I decided to open up my last Christmas present from you. Yes, I said last. Well, something dawned on me at midnight mass. Well, you know me, Daddy. I'm just such an innocent church girl who would never do anything wrong. I'm gonna move away. This is the last time you're gonna see or hear from me. I was able to change my number after Mass was over, so you wouldn't be able to contact me. Well, I can do my side gigs almost anywhere. You didn't divorce your wife like you said you were going to do earlier this year, so the money that I saved for our vacation is going to be used for the move. I love you, Daddy, but I need to love me too. So I wanted a bit more before I go. I usually resign my lease on the 2nd for the new year in February, but I'm just going to tell my landlord now that January is my last month. No, I'm going to the airport right after this. I just have to have you one last time. Well, I deleted my social media so you can't follow me. Well, I'm actually going to go get my name changed too. And that's why you told me when you darkened my life with sadness in October when you fired me as your nanny. That you never wanted to see me again, Daddy. And that you lied about loving me. And I never stopped loving you, but I have to stop. I need you in me one more time. You know as well as I do that your wife can't hear shit from your man cave. You used to fuck me in here almost every day when I was your nanny. Yes. I was the nice, prim and proper nanny to your wife. Hold still. Let me just... Meanwhile... Meanwhile, I was a nasty Catholic schoolgirl slut in here. I remember the first time you took me. You were fucking drunk. It was my first week here. I felt bad because you were going on and on about your wife not wanting to have sex with you anymore. And you just kept on talking dirty and making me blush. I was so innocent back then. You kissed me and I pulled away. You grabbed me by the hair and called me a teasing slut. You ripped open my pantyhose. You bent me over the sofa. No matter how much I begged you to stop, you just kept going, calling me a good for nothing, trashy whore. All I was good for was giving your wife an excuse to have other distractions and to make you come. You made me come over and over and over again, even though I didn't want to. I was a good church girl. I went to church every Sunday. I remember you glazed my face with your cum. I was gonna quit the next day. But you gave me a bonus and apologized. But it didn't end there. Every time you got drunk, you found me. You stuck your dick in me. My mouth. My pussy. My ass. Always pulling out at the last second. Always giving me a bonus because you knew I needed it. And I just took it. Because as much as I hated it, I didn't hate the feeling of how you made me come. Then you stopped drinking because your wife threatened a divorce. And it got harder. And your dick actually got harder too. You would come to me and talk and talk. But you were born again. And I believed you were getting better. And some nights, you'd treat me like a whore. And I would be a whore for you. And some nights, you wanted me to be shy and innocent and make love to me. Oh, God. Those were beautiful nights. You started feeling better about yourself. You weren't drunk, so you were able to please me more. And teach me how to please you properly. I remember when you said to me, you loved me. I hoped I was saving those bonuses. You were gonna leave your wife. And you were gonna make me your wife. Fuck, Daddy. That's what I wanted. that you were even then abusing me. I was Stockholm Syndrome with all that gaslighting to go with it. All the love you gave me and denied, or I misunderstood. You took everything from me emotionally, and then your wife fired me because she wanted to spend more time with the kids. He would beg me to come back in the middle of the night. I would be your whore. I would be your dirty girl. I would give you whatever you needed. Because while I was no longer living here, I loved you. You could come to my apartment and ravish my body. Leave me in a twitching, orgasmic heap. Oh my god, you fucking own my body. Because you still weren't getting any sex from your wife. Just a birthday blowjob if you were lucky. Because of her, you already gave her the kids she wanted. Now, you just had to be a good father and a husband. No more sex for you. Oh, so you had to get it from your former nanny. No, I realized tonight. That I need to escape. I needed to make it so you couldn't find me. That I need something to remember you by. Because I love you, Daddy. And I have been naughty. And I'm gonna come on your cock. Come for me, Daddy. Do what you need to do. Rail me with that cock. Punish my pussy. Bruise my cervix. This is the last time. You'll be with your favorite whore. Your favorite innocent girl. Your favorite Christmas cum dump. I will be just a memory that you will long for and will no longer be able to get. Oh my god, just like that. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Spank my ass. Harder. Harder. Yes. Bruise my ass, Jenny. I'm gonna come, Daddy. Are you gonna come with your good little girl one more time? Your good girl that you hired because of my wide hips. And my big tits. The ass you love to squeeze when your wife wasn't looking. Oh, I'm coming, Daddy. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Give me your cum. Oh, no. Don't. I'm gonna fucking take your cum. It is mine. Shoot that load. I know for damn sure you have a big one. And it's viral. You always have big fucking loads. You're gonna come in me. Do you hear me? You are gonna knock me up. You're gonna coat my cervix with your baby batter. You are going to breed me. And I'm gonna leave. I decided that I need to have your baby. a baby that you will never get to see. Because it dawned on me at mass that this is the time to take your cock, to take your seed. I'm a big girl, Daddy. That's why I'm finally on top of you, riding you, pinning you down, taking from you. Scream all you want. You soundproof this room because of your football games. The last act of my love. Shaking your cum. If you can't do it, I'll do it for you. You shouldn't have shown me how to do this. Feel my fingers. My cold fingers on your balls. Oh, fuck. I'm coming again. Yes. Oh, yes. That's it. Come deep in me, Daddy. Please give me your cum. Oh, give me your baby. Oh my God. The first time you come in me is also your last. Let me just get off you. That was fun. Well, the part of me that loves you now will change in 9 months. And that will be a love that will be to our child. No pictures, no names, no existence. Yes, I have to be careful and keep it all inside. That's why I wear panties, silly. So if it drips, I can just push it right back in. Now, I hid your cell phone somewhere in this house so that you can't go off and call the police on me, okay? Now, I'll be on my way. I'll always love you because of our child.